Today's EU Leaders Summit in Brussels was supposed to be about making the EU competitive again. Instead, the number one topic is defence. Yesterday, Commission President Ursula von der Leyen revealed the roadmap for a massive increase in EU defence spending. That's on the agenda today, as well as the search for a peace in Ukraine. And for more on this summit, we're joined by our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. So it was supposed to be about competitiveness, the Draghi report, on what the EU needed to do that came out during the summer. But instead now, Tony, they're talking about defence and Ukraine, top of the agenda.
That's right, Anya. I mean, they will touch on the Draghi report for sure, but it is a really busy agenda. Antonio Guterres as well, the UN Secretary General, is going to be joining the leaders for lunch. But really the big topic, as has been the case over the past couple of years, 6 months at least, is defence. Now, there are two big things that are on the agenda. One is a move by Kaja Kallas, who's the EU's foreign policy chief, to drum up support for a 40 billion euro defence fund for Ukraine in the short term. That would be to cover things like artillery, ammunition, drones and so on. Now, the basis for that fund would be based on the EU's redistribution key, based on the relative wealth of each member state. But that's run into trouble. Some member states are not happy with the way she's brought this forward, so there's not going to be a consensus on that. The other big issue is the white paper on defence, which, as you say, the Commission launched yesterday, and that foresees a possible fund overall of about 800 billion euro being spent on European defence over the next 5 years or so. Now, that is comprised of 150 billion euro in loans from the European Commission, backed by headroom in the EU budget. And then they would relax the EU's fiscal rules so that member states themselves could borrow more to spend on defence. And that could be up to 650 billion euro over the next 5 years. It's really to fill those capability gaps that are there since the end of the Cold War to replenish stocks that have been given to Ukraine and to prepare Europe for a potential withdrawal from the European security architecture of the United States under Donald Trump.
I mean, these are huge commitments. What does this mean for neutral countries like Ireland? You have pro-Russian countries like Hungary or Slovakia, and you've others with reservations about increased defence spending like Spain or Italy. So where's the agreement likely?
Well, this is a proposal so far, so it has to be approved by the member states. But essentially what the Commission is saying is, look, Europe's defence is at a critical phase. The US could pull out of NATO. It could pull out of the European space. And we have grave capability shortages. Now, what they've been doing is they've been identifying where those gaps are. It's in ammunition, artillery, integrated defence, air defence systems, precision deep strike missiles and so on. And what they're saying is if member states join together to procure those weapons, if they signal to the defence industry that they will have large scale and guaranteed orders, then the defence sector in Europe can produce a lot more cheaply and at scale, so you won't have this fragmentation around 27 member states. So those countries who are prepared to do this can borrow to make that happen. So this is obviously that the member states themselves will be the end users of this fund or this approach, and it's really up to them. And I think, generally there is a collective agreement that this really has to be done. For a neutral country like Ireland, we can borrow as cheaply as we want, I think, on the market. So this kind of fund and approach or this relaxation of the EU's fiscal rules may not be that attractive for Ireland. In terms of the stuff we need to buy, it's in the overall government strategy for defence spending over the next 5 years. We're talking about what's called a level two ambition by, I think, 2028. Yeah. And whether or not we can buy the stuff that we need as Ireland for maritime defence and so on, by going in with other countries. That's not quite clear just yet. So this is more for the larger member states, those in the east of mm-hmm. Europe, who really do feel they're on the front line and who want to boost their defence spending.
And then the question, who do you buy from? Who does Europe buy all this military equipment from? Even a neutral country like Ireland and moving to level two, who do we buy from? Do we turn to the US?
Well, that's been a very controversial part of this, and locked into this white paper is a condition that 65% of where the money goes should go on European manufacturers. There is an argument that Europe is so short of weapons that they should just get them from wherever, whether it's the US, South Korea, but there will be this precondition that only 35% of the funds could go on non-EU manufacturers. Now, once you get into air defence systems, which have very, very complex components, there's a risk in the future if you have, say, a Patriot missile-style air defence system in Europe. What if some of those components come from the United States and then a Trump administration or something like it in the future might say, we're not going to let you use those components for a particular action vis-a-vis Russia? Then the EU must be able to replace those components with European-made stuff. So that's the kind of level of detail that they're having to look at.
All right, a busy agenda, and Tony reporting on that throughout the day. That's our Europe editor, Tony Connolly.